Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings, coming to you live from the upper room of the Sankofa Divinity Blog Talk Radio Show here. I am your hostess and mostest, because I do the most sometimes. I am Dr. Yahshua Elohim, doing my thing as my thing, and you know what that thing is, being the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be, hands down, no matter what. So today is actually, first of all, I want to talk about Memorial Day. I had an excellent time. I had, you know, some friends, acquaintances to come out and you know, we did things here in my home, and it was just an amazing time. And I'm going to tell you why it was such an amazing time for me, because I haven't been one who is always in the social lighting, if you will, or being sociable. Or should I say, I'm very sociable, but I select who I associate with and who I don't want to associate with. And what I'm understanding is that as you climb that ladder of returning home to self, it becomes more and more and more imperative to you that you have to be aware of the people you associate with and the people who are associating with you, because everyone is not living from an authentic place and space within themselves. They're not. I am, and I will continue to do so. Not a problem. I enjoy who I am. I love who I am, and I enjoy loving on other individuals. There has been times in my life where I've said things or I've did things and, you know, I have not been so quite proud of from a human perspective, but from a spiritual perspective, I have a pure heart. And no one can take that away from me. You know why? Because it's God-given. It's a God-given heart. So with that said, I'll just go into returning home to self. Returning home to self. When you are returning home to self, it does not mean that you won't encounter these moments. It does not mean that you will not have knee-jerking experiences. You will have knee-jerking experiences. You will have knee-jerking experiences. However, how you choose to respond to them is one thing, okay, that needs to be looked at. Matter of fact, sometimes you may find yourself in situations where there's an initiation that needs to take place, huh? Because, you know, as spiritual beings, we're always climbing the ladder. We're always moving from one level to another. Always. We're always on the upward, if you will. Upward, and we are expanding and elevating within our own consciousness. We're always doing that. There's nothing, we cannot get away from it. But during those times, you have to realize that every experience that you encounter, whether you find it unfavorable or not, it is there for the cultivation of your own spirituality. And because of that, you'll get to a place, and I'm not going to say you can't take it personal, because you do in the thick of it, you do. But in the very end of it, it becomes illuminated why you went through it, why you had to go through it. And now that you're through it, this is what's going down. This is how you're going to be able to serve people from a space of wisdom or authenticity or clarity, harmony, balance. This is how you're going to do it. But there are certain things that you have to go through in life in order for those things in you to be activated and brought out of you so that you become the embodiment of them. So there are times where you may find yourself in a situation where you have to go up on the cross, or you have to be sacrificed in some way, or you become a martyr. It feels like that energetically. It feels like that energetically. But what is happening is that the divine expression of who you are, or who you've chosen to be because you are a chosen one, those things have to happen in order for that to be activated and burn off the stuff that you don't need, which is the ego. You don't get into your, you put the ego in the back seat. Matter of fact, you get to a point where you don't even want the ego in the back seat. You just want to kill it. You want it to be down, subdued, if you will, and submissive. That's the walk. That's the walk of returning home to self. There's no way around it. There's no way under it. Particularly when you are called to do greater things. And it doesn't mean that you might be called to be this great guru or anything like that. Just your being alone lets you be who you are. But just to come into a space where you're being the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be, there are things that have to take place in your life. I didn't understand it, but I understand it now. I understand it now because I have been elevated and I have been expanded. And I see things for what they are. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. I just see it for what they are. The tree has been removed from me and I can see the forest. And not only that, I see the forest from a different level. So I see everything that goes on in the forest. Huh? I will say this. It would be who of you? Things are illuminated and you see things as they are, crystal clear, then you can release it and let it go. You can release it and let it go because it no longer serves its purpose in your life. It came into your life to get you from one place and space within yourself so that you can become elevated and expanded in your own consciousness. That's why you do not, you know, you just be grateful for everything that takes place in your life. You be grateful for the things that you have in your life because the things that you have are from the Most High. Everything that you have is for the Most High. Not only that, when you set your left foot on the path to return home to self, you have to recognize and realize that there are many who are not, they're not on that path. And you can't make them be on that path. They're in that 3D. They live in the 3D, okay? They live in the 3D. But you're moving to fifth dimensional. So you're moving to a space where your clarity of things is being heightened. The way you see life, your perception, all of that is being heightened. All of the senses, if you will, are being heightened, and you just see things, and you conduct yourself differently when it comes to the fifth dimension. You can conduct yourself differently. You move differently. You dress differently. You talk differently. And you will know when somebody is in the fifth. You will know when they're in the three, because usually a 3D dimensional being, they will pretend like they're on the fifth dimensional, and they will use certain terms that you use, but they just using terms. They just basically parroting, or they're copycatting. Okay, that's what they're doing. And they're not, you know, and before you know it, you realize you've spent so much time with a person, or you did so much with a person, you realize, oh, they've been on 3D all along. You cannot afford to be naive when you're on the fifth dimension. But it has really, really been an amazing journey, and I look forward to it. I look forward to it because I look forward to it now in this life, simply because I no longer have to repeat the things that I have transcended through, or repeat the things that I have elevated and expanded out of. I've just basically grown out of these things. People, places, and it can be people, places, and things. And understand that I'm not missing anything. I'm not missing anything. You know, I think Esther Hicks had made a statement that, you know, some people, they don't really have to, they don't have to really make life hard for them, for themselves, or they don't have to enter into chaotic situations if they choose, because they know better. But she said some humans, they come, you know, they're just like the drama of a thing. And I'll say, hear ye, you know. I spent a lot of time with myself in solitude, quiet, very serene, calm individual, collected most of the time, most of the time. But when I get bored, I tend to draw things into my life that will cause drama. That will cause drama. I will draw things. I'll draw things into my life that will give me a movie, if you will, of nothing but pure drama. And the interesting thing is that it gives you a movie, but you're in the movie too. you realize you're like all these things are going on around you, but you're not even. You're like, this is not what I signed up for, but it is what you signed up for. You signed up for it simply because of the elevation and the expansion of your consciousness. And when that cycle is completed, when that world card is drawn and that cycle is completed, you no longer have to revisit those situations. And it's almost like you look at, be it person, place, or thing, as if you don't even know them, and you don't even know them well enough to really know them, you know, make comments about them. You don't know them. They're different, you know, because you've become different. You have become different. So returning home to self, no matter how hard it gets, it is imperative that you know that it needs to be done. And the sooner that you begin to stop wrestling and holding on to the ego, the better off you'll be. Because you have to understand, it's the ego that keeps these attractions that bring in certain situations in your life from a low vibe, a low level of energy, a low consciousness, if you will, the lesser. It is your ego that is drawing all of this in. But the purity of who you are knows the truth. The purity of who you are is connected to the higher aspects of your being. So the higher aspects of your being is going to pull you out of the lower consciousness of the ego when you ask for assistance, or when you find yourself meditating and contemplating and in prayer. I'm reading this book, and I think I mentioned it some while back. It's called The Interior Council. It's by Saint Teresa Avila. I think that's how you pronounce the last name. Not real sure. But look up Interior Council. And she's talking about the interior aspects of the soul and how the interior aspects of the soul have certain dwelling places within it. And each dwelling place has to be transcended through prayer, meditation, and contemplation. And I say reflection. But in this book, Saint Teresa is saying that souls who have not cultivated a prayer life where they go before the presence of the divine or the creator of all that is and all that will ever be on a regular basis, it is hard for them to change. If it is hard for them to change, then it is harder for them to notice the error of their own ways. But for them to know the error of their own ways, as a fifth dimensional being who is returning home to self, you really don't have anything to do with that. The only responsibility that you have is that you continue to be compassionate, continue to show yourself kind and loving to all people, whether a person did you wrong or they could have treated you better. At the end of the day, returning home to self and being a fifth dimensional being, all that stuff really don't matter. It really don't matter. It really does not matter. When everything is illuminated and you come to yourself, none of that stuff matters anymore. And it's not only that, when you get to that place, you must recognize that none of it will hinder nor retard your spiritual growth in returning home to self. None of it will. It will probably slow down the process, but even when it slows down the process, it's still working together for your good. Even runners, long cross-country runners, they break their pace. They run for a very long time, but even in the running, they break their pace, but they don't stop. They just break their pace and they keep it moving. And that's why we have to be as spiritual beings living in this fifth dimensional dimension, if you will. So, it is never I that speaketh, but it is the divine that speaketh within me and calls all things to be as though they need to be. Okay. So with that, I rescheduled the show to 11:30 because I was on a very important phone call. And rescheduled the show. So I came on 11:30. Matter of fact, I think I'll keep it at 11:30. I am never too tired. And that's another thing, too, I'll say. When you return home to self, when you got a calling on your life, you're going to keep that calling moving no matter what. No matter what is going on around you or whoever's doing whatever they're doing to you. But you will remain on the call. You will remain in meditation, prayer, and contemplation and reflection. And you will continue to do it, and you will do it effortlessly no matter what. Because the word in which I come from, it says, lean not unto your own understanding, but acknowledge all your ways unto what? The Most High. And he, she shall direct your pathway. That's it. Now, I will say this. When your path is being directed, your walk is being directed, again, It doesn't mean that you're not going to have knee-jerking moments. It doesn't mean that you won't get talked about, mistreated. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that that's where you got to go. You got to go through that path, or you got to go through that valley. You got to go over those hills, those particular hills, in order to get to where you need to be as a divine being, in a fifth dimensional being. So with that, I say to you all, be blessed, stay focused, stay in the light. And if you happen to find yourself in darkness, I want you to get all the understanding and understanding that you can possibly get. Because at the end of the day, these things in which I do, these things in which I say, and these things in which I am, you will be doing the same thing. And you will be the way, the truth, and the life for someone else. Oh, I did want to say this. I noticed that my reviews or people coming in to listen to me are coming in. I'm seeing more. And I just want to say something about that. I find it's interesting that it would happen. It's very interesting that it would happen. And it's also more interesting that none of them probably have it. They are not interested in what I have to say, but they still come and listen. And I guess that is a blessing within themselves, because, hey, the numbers go up for me. So whether you are a friend or a foe, it does not matter. We're all in this together. I just happen to be on another level. I just happen to be somewhere else, if you will. Not to say I'm better than anyone, because I'm not. We all have the same faculties. So with that, I am going to close out. I say to you all, again, be well.